The emergency department of a hospital is not a ward wing or unit of an Article 28 hospital that provides behavioral health care. So even though there was screening and that information was gathered, it was gathered in the emergency department. So it's not necessarily just the type of information. Again, this really harkens back to where we said you're really thinking about how a law applies and what you can do with it. You start that analysis really by asking things about the holder of the information, in this instance, the emergency department. Further complicating things is a note on slide 17 that if the emergency department had gotten the information from a facility, a mental hygiene law facility. So let's say the patient came in and during the screening, the doctor said, you know what, I'm going to contact your behavioral health provider and have them send over your info. And it just so happened that the source of that information was a facility. Then the emergency department would be required to treat that information as delineated in 3313, because as we're going to see, 3313 really kind of follows the information from the source. So if information that, you know, starts out protected by this law is then shared with someone, there's the expectation that the recipient treats it accordingly. So I'm just noting that as a contrast, but for purposes of this example and illustration, there's nothing in the visiting of an emergency department and being screened that would warrant ordinarily the application of mental hygiene law section 3313. So here is an important tip that this all illustrates. How you get the information may affect what you can do with it. So far in part one, in a lot of our discussion, particularly around HIPAA, where we looked at examples of information sharing and we looked at, you know, whether the person sharing the information was a covered entity, our analysis really has been focused on you know, who is this person sharing the information? But I really want to expand our sense of how to analyze these questions or think about them, or how to pose questions to the people who are advising you about information sharing, to include this notion that, you know, it's not just who you are, but sometimes you have to really consider, well, how did I get this information?